Community safety concerns around Coburg's only homeless shelter continue to be a priority for area residents. Police have stepped up foot patrols around the shelter. Police Chief Paul Vandegraaff said Tuesday in his monthly police board meeting that officers are keeping an eye out in the early morning and evening hours.
Our enhanced presence continues in the downtown. In February, we conducted 19 additional downtown foot patrols during key hours in that morning and evening.
On extremely cold nights in February, when the shelter is full, some homeless people are finding shelter in unlocked apartment building foyers and bank vestibules. Vandegraaff says police are working with local businesses to address these issues.
We continue to address the issues of homelessness in vestibules, alcoves, laying trespass charges where appropriate, and working with business owners to make sure that we can act as their managers in the case of these after-hours events.
Yet Integrated Homelessness and Addiction Response Center Director Jordan Stevenson says while people enter survival mode in extreme cold situations, this presents a challenge for officers who must decide whether a person should go or stay. He says police must enforce laws and directives from supervisors, but solutions for extremely cold nights need to be presented. Vandegraaff says consultations with Northumberland County leadership will take place on continued challenges at the shelter.
We conducted over 74 property checks, 57 of which were at 310 Division. We are currently looking at engaging with the county through Staff Sergeant Bambridge to see with his team to see where we can continue to address safety concerns for everyone involved in that particular area.
Statistics released by Northumberland County indicate on average 28 people per night access emergency shelter services. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.